We expect to have a lot of folks at this one. This next gentleman was the very first speaker at our first conference back in 1994. Over the years, his speeches have gotten so much fandom that he now has a midnight session on Saturday night that goes for hours.
I'm going to die, so this is the last one.
Robert Steele has been a fan and a member of the hacking community, and for me has really opened my eyes to the other side of intelligence gathering, FBI, CIA. He has some amazing stories. So besides this discussion, like I said, he'll be available in this room tomorrow at midnight. And he is going to open up for questions today. I would ask that you keep questions to 30 seconds and don't do your own podcast on one of the mics. And that will happen about halfway through at about 11:30. Also, he'll be signing some books downstairs, so be sure to head down and pick up one of those. But without further blah, 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 Robert Steele.
Thank you, sir. I came back from self-imposed exile in Guatemala, where on a good day you get a volcano, a storm that destroys bridges, and severed heads on the street. I struggle every year thinking about what to talk to you guys about. It's a deep honor for me to be part of the hacking community, not only here, but the Chaos Computer Club in Germany and the Silicon Valley hackers group started by Stuart Brand. I do want to make a transition from the previous speaker. I was able to catch most of what he talked about, and I was absolutely enthralled. In the year 2000, I was the keynote speaker on day two of the first NSA open conference in Las Vegas, and you can find my remarks at www.oss.net/Vegas with a capital V. And I took as my starting point there, as I take as my starting point here, we've spent the last 50 years fucking up the T. It's about time we start focusing on the I. And I believe that you cannot create the world brain unless you focus on the I in IT. And Peter Drucker, God rest his soul, agrees with me. On August 28th, ASAP, he said precisely that. We've spent 50 years focusing on the T. We now need to focus on the I. And so I'm here to talk about the I, and I'm here to talk about hacking humanity, which has been destroyed by our systems. So kill the pig, go vegan is a way of saying that it takes 20 gallons of water to grow a tomato and put it on a plate in front of you. It takes 5,000 gallons of water to put a pound of beef on a table in front of you. Okay, and much as I love beef, it's time that we the people got in touch with reality. This is my new book, and I don't pimp my books. All of my books are free online, and Phi Beta Iota is the easiest way to find them. But if you do treasure books as I do, the hard copy really is fun. And I will be selling some of my old inventory to pay for my trip back to Guatemala downstairs. I'll be signing the books. And anybody who buys both books gets a free membership card in Phi Beta Iota, which is the Global Honor Society for Intelligent People. And you're all automatically members. Now, this is the precursor book, and it has 55 authors, including Yochai Benkler and Tom Attlee, Thomas Malone from MIT, and the former Prime Minister of Canada, Paul Martin. The government is now so dysfunctional that any group of 10 average people can do better. And that's part of what I'm here to talk about. Now, these are some just some mind teasers. I gave the closing ketone at Amazon, and unfortunately, they refused to listen to me. The everyone in the audience loved it, but Jeff Bezos was in his spaceship and couldn't hear. And then you've got Brain and GNOME, which was my open everything at the GNOME Dex. Hackers, which is where I talked about the Googleization of intelligence. Open was my speech here at UNICEF. And then Peace is just kind of a general catch-all for all the stuff I'm working on. And PhiBetaIota.net is free. So this is what I want to talk about very quickly, very briefly. Hack humanity. Challenge part one. The U.S. government is the source water for corruption worldwide. What the U.S. government does in our name with our dollars is the root of corruption worldwide. And sadly, we have lost touch with our tax dollars. And sadly, our tax dollars now are spent on the basis of who pays the most to congressmen for what they will receive from our tax dollars. So ending corruption is basically about accountability and transparency, and I'll talk about that very briefly. Hacking humanity part two is educating the poor one cell call at a time and create infinite wealth. One of the ways I keep sane is by reading nonfiction. I'm the number one Amazon reviewer for nonfiction. That's completely an accident. But it's fun. And if you just dig into the books that I've reviewed, you've got basically the Cliff's Notes for saving the planet. Not that anyone really wants to save the planet, but we're trying. These are the eight tribes, if you will. Every single one of them guilty of abysmal failure on our behalf. The government doesn't govern. The military doesn't defend. Law enforcement doesn't protect. Academia doesn't teach. Business doesn't enrich. Media doesn't inform. The Red Cross steals 80% of the money that we give it. In Haiti, they managed to achieve a 2% throughput rate. And then civil societies, where some of the good can be found. Now, these are two depictions of real-world politics. The first comes from Michael Crane, the Political Junkie Handbook, although I jazzed it up a little bit. And the second is from my friend Paul Ray, who's a brilliant man, other than his blind love and love affair with Obama. I mean, he's still in denial. We're all screwed up. We're screwed up because of what's called information asymmetries. We're screwed up because we've lost touch with how our dollars are spent. We provide a huge, bountiful thing, and I will never be president, but if I ever have an honest president that will listen to me, I will end income tax and institute the Tobin tax. But the money that we give to the government vanishes into the Federal Reserve and the central banking system and so on, where it becomes someone else's reserve for what Michael Lewis called liar's poker. Goldman Sachs is still playing liar's poker. And I am absolutely astounded that America did not burn tires in the streets when Obama became John McCain in blackface, and or Bush in blackface, and basically bailed out all these assholes. Okay, $10 million bonuses the day after? I'm sorry, but that's a good time to start thinking about vigilante justice. And so we also have bureaucratic waste. So what I'm trying to show you here is my nonviolent revolutionary paradigm. What it boils down to is out the assholes with information. Okay, we've got to get a grip on the information on our money at every step of the way, through legislation, through bureaucratic waste, through corporate profit. One of the reasons PricewaterhouseCoopers found that 50% of every health dollar is waste is because there is profit in waste when you're doing cost-plus contracts. We've got to take the profit out of basic human services. Now, these are four reforms I've been talking about for a long time, and I have to tell you, Ron Paul, Ralph Nader, Cynthia McKinney, I love them, but they're all part of what's called the controlled opposition. They're there to give you hope. They're not there to actually change the system. They're theater, like Obama is theater, and Bush before him was theater. The world is run out of the Secretary of the Treasury and Goldman Sachs and the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor a reserve. All right, it's time we got serious here about what's being done to this country, because it's over the fucking cliff and 10 feet from the bottom. Now, these four reforms are common sense reforms. And one of the problems that I find with Ron Paul, and Ralph Nader and Cynthia McKinney and others is they don't play well with others. They simply refuse to do the obvious thing, which is come together and say to Obama, unless you want the White House burned down again, you will pass electoral reform that will bring 100% of the voters in and that will allow anybody from any party ballot access. Hello? This is not rocket science. So if it's not happening, it's not because Obama is stupid. It's because Obama sold his soul to the devil, whose name Brzezinski, when he was at Columbia. Okay? They have been playing Obama to this day. I mean, Brzezinski's no fool. He's got one son in the McCain camp and one son in the Obama camp, and they're pulling all the strings. And it is really frightening to me how inert the American public is about all of these. So these four common sense reforms are online. Basically, we're spending $75 billion a year for what General Zinni says is at best 4% of what the president needs to know. And of that, 70 to 75% is spent on contractors who basically provide butts and seats, which is code for dumbass Americans with clearances who sit in front of the internet and surf. They don't speak 183 languages. They don't even speak their own language completely. Okay? But they can be cleared because they never left West Virginia. Okay? Well, maybe West Virginia can't be cleared anymore, but Arizona or whatever. All right, national security. We have a heavy metal military that is useless for 99.9% of what we need to do because we're not using an intelligence-driven military. Bob Gates is a fraud. Bob Gates is a wonderful, intelligent man. He is a fraud. The last meeting he held with Lockheed was to assure them that he would keep their revenues going. It wasn't about reforming acquisition. It wasn't about creating a multinational civil affairs brigade. It wasn't about anything other than keeping the money flowing into systems that do not work. The A-10 is the last airplane built by the Pentagon that actually works as advertised. Okay? That's pretty scary. And then, of course, governance reform. How hard would it be for Ron Paul and Ralph Nader and Cynthia McKinney to come together and say, let's form a coalition sunshine cabinet? I actually sat down with some folks, Jock Gill, who worked for Clinton, Michael Cudahy, who worked for Goldwater, and we came up with a coalition cabinet that started with Jim Hightower at Agriculture. And we basically filled the entire cabinet with the best available people, regardless of partisan ideology, and we came up with very simplified policies, which include don't use water you don't have to grow grain you can't eat to run a goddamn car that shouldn't have been built in the first place. Okay? This is holistic thinking, not done in Washington or New York, except for the people in this room. I'm going to pander to you shamelessly because I got to tell you, this is the only time every year I have fun. So electoral reform is fundamental. There is nothing wrong with this country that could not be fixed by restoring the Constitution and implementing electoral reform. And I personally believe that we should demand it in time for 2010, because the last thing we need is to change out Democrats for Republicans. One bird, two wings, both crooks. Okay? So every state that is not allowing independents, which are over 43% of the self-defined electoral vote, you all know that Obama was elected by 30% of the eligible voters, right? 56.4% voted. The rest dropped out. Of the 56.4%, he got a bare margin, helped significantly by the $750 million he promised McCain he would never take, $300 million of which have never been accounted for. Okay, the man is a crook. He is dishonest and hypocritical. And while I'm at it, let me say that I love Van Jones. He's the real deal. Okay, between Van Jones and Obama, it's a no-brainer. Van Jones every time. Okay? So that's the end of my rant on reform. But the bottom line here is there's nothing wrong with this country that cannot be fixed by putting the people back in charge of it. Now, this is something I created very recently, intending to show the decrepitude of our national intelligence community, which, by the way, has completely disowned me. I don't know why. I mean, my books are always laudatory about what they do with the money from the taxpayer. But here is a very serious slide. Basically, right now, the intelligence community is doing stuff that helps, at best, 10% of humanity, okay, which is basically the people that are getting rich off of our support for 42 of the 44 dictators. Our waging war in Afghanistan is not about us. It's not about winning war. It's not about helping the Afghans. It's about beating the Chinese to some minerals. Now, the Chinese are a lot smarter than us. They figured out that if they build roads and railways from China to those minerals, they'll probably end out ahead. Duh. You know, I mean, it's amazing to me that people sit there and listen to, and I have to say, I'm not against Obama or any of these people, except for the fact that they've sold out. And they're basically talking shit to the public. And CNN and Fox News are no different. They're shit once removed. Okay? So we have a real problem here. This book, which, as I say, is free online. And by the way, you have to read it online to have all the links be active. I haven't figured out how to make them active here yet. But I love hard books. There's a hand-eye coordination thing. There is an intellectual process that happens when you are touching a book and turning the pages, and I may be the last generation that thinks that. My three boys think I'm an idiot. But I really believe in books. So I will be selling these at cost downstairs with Wiley, which is a very intelligent company. I didn't know this, but they also published the first book on hackers, 2600, and I gave that a rave review on Amazon, and now they have the letters. Unfortunately, they're an industrial-era organization, and so somehow they didn't figure out that the books needed to be here today. So they'll be here tomorrow. So what I'm going to do today is basically sell and sign books and tell everybody who comes to buy one of my books they need to come back and buy this new book tomorrow, because it's a priceless collector's item. These two books together are absolutely phenomenal. So this, in a nutshell, is basic strategy. Start with reality. We don't do that. Apply open everything with integrity. Devise and implement long-term. Integrate faith and values. These really matter. Be accountable to all, because the collective aggregate intelligence of all of us really is superior to what some goddamn lobbyist is putting in front of a moron congressman. Apply the golden rule. You know, I'm in Guatemala where their solution to any problem is to basically machine gun the opposition. I love them for it. But the reality is you can't machine gun cockroaches. It doesn't work. The cockroaches or the fire ants or whatever you want to call the swarm that's coming at you cannot be machine gunned to a stop. So we got to figure out something else. And obviously, books like Unconquerable World and The 50-Year Wound have all influenced my thinking. And by the way, this brief will be up tonight at Phi Beta Iota. And it's taped. They didn't ask me for a copy, but I do have a copy on a stick if someone wants to trust my stick. I'll stick it in their computer and they can take this brief, which has notes. But I'm an idiot, so I haven't figured out how to show notes on this screen and the slide over there, so I'm winging it. This is a basic common sense matrix. Nobody should be allowed to run for office until they can explain this matrix. Okay? The United Nations, which is never going to be a world government, but which I respect as a potential thing I'll talk about, the United Nations high-level threat panel, which had Brent Scowcroft, the last adult in Washington, as the U.S. member, came up with this, and these are the 10 high-level threats to humanity prioritized by this high-level threat panel. Well, I and 25 others created the Earth Intelligence Network. I was about to sell my company for $10 million in January 2008, and then shit happened. But my plan was to give my wife half the money and put the other half into the nonprofit and spend the rest of my life trying to basically answer this matrix for everybody at every level. But we identified 12 core policies from agriculture through water. These policies have to be harmonized. I mean, we have sides of the Department of Agriculture that are paying to eradicate gophers on the same piece of land where another side of the Department of Agriculture is paying to nurture the gophers. And if you look at the food chart of healthy foods, and you look at the subsidies that we pay for agriculture and meat industries, they're inverted. Okay? Basically, your dollars are being used to subsidize everything that's bad for you. Okay? This is nuts. I don't get it. And actually, I do get it. And the bottom line is, we're animals. We're expendable fodder. Okay? And until we decide to start acting like adults who actually run the country, we're going to be treated as expendable fodder. Now, your U.S. government is spending $75 billion a year on secret intelligence that does not work, and they're spending over $750 billion on a heavy metal military that does not work. All your money is going into red, these two circles, because that's where the contractors make their money. I did the first study on Somali piracy in 2005 for the Central Command J2. And nobody did anything. And a couple years later, I asked U.S. Navy Irregular Warfare and U.S. Special Operations Command, where I helped create the open source, and I said, why didn't anybody do anything on Somali piracy? And their answer was virtually identical. It's not an expensive enough problem. No shit. Okay? I mean, I would have seaborne snipers. You know, I mean, the SEALs love to sit out at sea and poop in the ocean and kill things. So I would just drop SEALs in little submersibles that are peeking up, you know, and these jerks come out, bang, they're dead. They'll get it eventually. All right? Just astonishing. Oh, and just one quick point, by the way. Nothing the USA does is going to matter a goddamn for the future unless we help these other major demographic players figure out that they cannot make our mistakes, which they're making right now, big time. Okay? These are the people who are going to decide the future of the planet. It's not going to be us. Our financial industry is busy setting up its fallback positions in Dubai and Switzerland because they're anticipating the day when locusts sweep through Connecticut burning down houses. Okay? Now, I don't want that. I hope that never happens. But there is going to come a day when people get angry enough to burn down some of these mansions in Connecticut where we were paying $10 million bonuses to idiots that were playing Russian roulette with our money. Okay? So I'm very much in favor of nonviolent reconciliation. But when I die, there's no holding everybody back. Now, this is a way of looking at all of these threats, and I got to say, Robert Arkoff has really impressed me. One of the things that Arkoff likes to say is that what's good for one part of the system is probably very bad for all the other parts of the system. Okay, Canada, for example, is using water they don't have, fresh water they don't have, to flush oil tar from the sands. This is as close to government idiocy as we get. Okay, that's not too smart. So this is a way of looking at all 10 threats and all 12 policies, and you can put anything in the middle. You could put corruption in the middle. One of the things I'm getting very interested in is corruption in the water cycle. It's huge. You can also put water in there. Now, this is a slide. Jay-Z, are you here? Was that Jay-Z saying he's here? Can I hear like a verbal? Okay, Jay-Z Liskowitz back there is responsible for this slide. He'll give it to you later. But at reconfigure.org, he's got this phenomenal, he did a year's research on the true cost of a single white cotton t-shirt. And I can't tell you how respectful I am of his brain. He's also the executive director for Earth Intelligence Network while we wait to see if the economy survives. Meanwhile, I had to leave the country to get a job in Guatemala. But Jay-Z looked at the true cost in terms of water and toxins and everything, and it's just absolutely phenomenal. So I urge you to go to reconfigure.org or just Google for true cost t-shirt. You'll really get an eye-opener on that. Now, this is a quick slide on how easy it would be to do participatory budgeting across all partisan lines. And all of these slides will be online tonight. There is no reason why we can't create my budget at every level, from zip code to municipality to state to whatever. And then what you do is you aggregate the my budgets along party lines, if that's what you choose to, or demographic, age lines, whatever. And then you have a deliberative dialogue. There's a lot of great work that's been done by Harrison Owen, who invented open space technology, by Peggy Pullman, who has a new book out, Tom Attlee. Deliberative dialogue is a happening thing everywhere except in the state capitals in Washington, D.C. And people have figured out that they really do have groundswell, here comes everybody, Army of David's, what's that wiki one, Wikinomics, okay? The bottom line is we're now getting to the point where we understand that humanity in the aggregate can solve any problem. I love the Linux guys for saying, put enough eyeballs on it, no bug is invisible. Well, I say put enough eyeballs on it, no corrupt asshole is invisible. Okay? So there's no reason why you can't do that. Now, this is a global range of gifts target. And the bottom line here is we have to get rid of the intermediaries. I am ashamed of the United States government and its intellectual and moral decrepitude with respect to Haiti. I mean, on day one in Haiti, I called for peace jumpers who would jump in and start entering needs. I called for airdropping water and food. I called for breaking down big air shipments in six regional airports and breaking down big shipments at Guantanamo and a couple of other places, and then moving landing craft all around Haiti, which has six ports and six airports. Southcom was only able to figure out one airport and one port. Okay? I mean, Southcom blew it big time. I'm ashamed of them. They have some very good people, but they lost their minds with respect to Haiti. You put 20,000 guys in there with guns for security. They all have their own logistics tail. What you've just done is destroyed any opportunity of helping the people of Haiti in the first week and a half, 10 days. Okay? So if we get rid of the intermediaries, and I'll talk about this a little bit, basically, what this means is you can upload at the individual human level any requirement, like a Romanian. Here's an example that I used at Open Everything. UNICEF has something called Rapid SMS. It turns out that the size of a kid's arm at a certain age is a perfect indicator of health. And so UNICEF has people going all over Africa who are entering the arm circumference, I think it's called. I'm 58 yesterday and don't remember math. But then there's a web back end that populates, and it's like a living map of African child nutrition. Well, here's an example down in number one here in the lower thing. A guy has a Romanian water pump from the 1950s, a part breaks. This gets posted to the internet. A Romanian engineer says, that's no longer made, but I've got a lathe in my garage, I'll make the part. A German comes in and says, I'll pay the FedEx fee to get that part from Romania to wherever. And then a Spanish tourist says, I'll deliver the part and I will upload a photo. I mean, there's some guy here in New York City that's using Twitter to pick up $250 at a time to create a well in Africa, and 24 hours after he gets the money, there's a picture of the well. Now, I'm assuming he's honest. I'm assuming somebody has checked him out, but the bottom line is he's got it right. And the problem that we have is there are too many little isolated examples of this, and there's no aggregate global gift thing that we can all put together. But that's coming. So harmonized investments. We should be able to harmonize investments across all of these organizations. Right now, I would say we're wasting 75% of the money that is being donated to intermediaries, at least 75%. And of course, you all know that foundations are not there to actually do good. They're there to protect wealth with a tax exemption. So apart from ending individual income taxes, I would also end all tax exemptions. This is an example of East Timor. I'm sorry it's not a better picture. But you've got Australia with timber hauling trucks, China, road construction, France, airport constructions, Greece, new shipping. There is no reason why we cannot use information to create wealth. And Alvin Toffler's been a friend since he wrote the chapter on the future of the spy in War and Anti-War in 1993. But Alvin and others, Yochai Benkler, Thomas Stewart, The Wealth of Knowledge, Barry Carter, a wonderful little book called Infinite Wealth, it's all there. Information can be used to create wealth. And the significant thing here that probably keeps me from getting killed is that I tell the Rothschilds they can keep their money. We don't want their money. We just want the opportunity to elevate the poor who can create infinite wealth for everybody. Okay? Now, I've been very interested in data pathologies. and so forth, and these are some of them. These all have book titles, and you can look into them. But basically, right now, we have this massive information asymmetry between the people in power and everybody else, and it shouldn't be. Concentrated wealth and fragmented knowledge, it should be the other way around. It should be concentrated, distributed knowledge. Just everybody has a grip on knowledge, and wealth is distributed. I believe in the United Nations, not as a government. I mean, they make the U.S. government look like a ballerina when it comes to bureaucracy. Lots of little fiefdoms, lots of little kings. The rule of law does not apply inside a specific office. But I believe that we should create a multinational decision support center that has two-way reach back and that basically can get any information in any language from any country and at the same time be able to make sense of this. I have fought for, 22 years now to try and get an open source agency created. And one of the reasons they won't let me do it, apart from the fact that they think I have anger issues, I don't, not anymore. I'm on medication. It's working. But the reality is they're terrified because they know that if I put $125 million down on open source intelligence, within the week, the president is going to say, I'm getting this from open sources. What the fuck are you giving me for $75 billion a year? Okay? I can put these guys out of business just going head-to-head as I did with the Burundi exercise in the Aspen Brown Commission. All right? That's not what they want. Now, I've learned. I was one of the wounded from the 1992 National Security Act. I've learned you have to tell idiot congressmen that reform can be job and revenue neutral, district by district and state by state. And I can make that true. I can move butts in seats from the secret world to the non-secret world. I can move people from scanning the internet to cutting the backs off books and scanning them in. But the reality is, right now, we're spending $75 billion a year to enrich contractors, and they're providing, at best, 4% of what we need to know. That's an outrage. There's no feedback loop between citizens who pay taxes and a government that gives the money away. So this Earth Rescue Network is something that I created as a patch for Earth Intelligence Network. And my idea was that eventually everybody would have the ultimate open source analytic toolkit, which we still don't have. At Phi Beta Iota, you can find three all source decision analysis toolkits designed in 1985 through 1988. And we still don't have that because Microsoft still loves to fuck with APIs and create toll booths. And Google's no better, okay? I am not a happy camper about Google. Larry Page and I are a member of the same hackers organization, and I like Larry, but engineers don't know shit about ethics, and they don't know much about integration of data either. I hope I'm not offending anyone here, but the reality is that when computers were first designed, nobody talked to a librarian, okay? They became electronic wastebaskets. And only now are we getting to the point where we can have attributes at the data level and stuff like that. I mean, IPC, the sixth thing is wonderful. I'm very concerned about the cloud. I've posted a couple of notes on the cloud meetings, and we weren't invited. Okay? That was Vint Cerf, who sold out to Google. Larry Brilliant sold out to Google and then came to his senses and left. But the reality here is that Google is evil. Google is not only stealing all of your information, what you get in a search now depends on who's paid for what you will see. Okay? They have programmable search engines. Did anyone catch the part about me not being a happy camper with Google? Okay. So this is food and education, and then for the occasional person that needs to be killed. But I invented the concept of one man, one bullet, and the U.S. government still cannot do that. Neither can the Israelis. I believe cell phones and call centers are going to be the next major breakthrough. I believe that Brazil, China, India, Indonesia, Iran, and Russia in particular need to create call centers where they educate the poor who get free cell phones. Now Nokia has a cell phone that recharges on ambient energy. It doesn't need an electrical source. This is way cool. The Chinese have cell towers that are run by solar and wind energy. Burning Man, they're going to create the world's first serious private telephone network. Okay? It's totally open source. Screw AT&T. Okay? I mean, most of you probably know, this seems like an older generation. The last time I came, we had people carrying babies and little hackers, and I really loved it, but this seems like an older group this year. But the bottom line is the first hackers were the ham radio operators. And so we're getting back to taking the airwaves again with smart computing, and that's a good thing. So I believe we should educate the poor one cell call at a time. They will create infinite wealth by being connected. And oh, by the way, there's no government on the planet that could afford the early warning system that is provided by 16 different farmers calling in with a GPS location from their cell phone and a photo saying dead bird. It doesn't get any better than that. Okay, so we need to make cell phones free and ubiquitous, and they have to stop killing bees. Did you all know that? They're killing bees? This is really ugly, okay? Because bees turn out to be fundamental. And this is what I mean about the precautionary principle. I mean, we have a government that is operating on, at best, 2% of the relevant information worldwide. That was my second graduate thesis. The average embassy can collect, I'll take a 5-minute sideline here because this is fun. The average embassy, the diplomats are in the minority. The only people that have money to spend are the spies, and I was one. I was spending $100,000 a month at the age of 38. It was way, way fun, but I'm not sure I was producing very much. And so the spies demand that you commit treason before they'll listen to you. Everybody else in the embassy is at the mercy of the physics of a 24-hour day, plus who is willing to be seen talking to you. And because you can send stuff back in the pouch without coordinating with other sections, but electronic does have to be coordinated, you end up sending 80% of it back. So bottom line is we collect at best 20%, we spill 80% of that on the way back to Washington. And I'm pretty sure the same is true for other major governments. The reason this happens is because governments are being run by ideologies. They're not intelligence-driven governments. They're not intelligence-driven governments because we're not holding them accountable. And this is a little schematic you can look at later. These are the four quadrants. Most people are still in quadrant run, knowledge management, IP6, you know, that kind of stuff. Most of you are in quadrant two, collaborative work. Twitter's getting really cool. I love Twitter's real-time trending. I also love being able to see a map of Twitter and find one person standing on one street corner that I can Twitter to and say, "What do you see?" Okay. That is really cool. I've been in quadrant three for the last 20 years, and we're still nowhere near quadrant four, but maybe one day. I've spent 22 years of my life for this little open source agency, which very foolishly was put under CIA or co-equal to CIA. I want to point that out. Co-equal to CIA. That's an advance. It should be under diplomatic auspices, because the U.S. government is the beneficiary of open source intelligence. It is not the patron. It's the dim-witted third cousin drooling that needs some soup, okay? And this open source agency, I'm sorry, I just have this gift. This open source agency could so very quickly reduce our federal government by two-thirds, if not three-fifths or more, three-quarters. It could so very quickly end the 50% of waste. It could so very quickly end the corruption. It could so very quickly stabilize the grotesque inequities between a living wage and some idiot that gets $10 million because there's no one up there that's holding them accountable for ethics. So this is important. This open source agency got into the 9/11 Commission report only because Lee Hamilton watched me beat the shit out of the intelligence community with six phone calls for the Aspen Brown Commission on Burundi. Okay, so it's taken 21 years to get to that, and I hope it doesn't take another 21 years to get to a real open source intelligence community. If anyone knows who actually created this lovely morph picture, please tell me, because I've been dying to give that person credit ever since I found it and forgot where I got it. This was created by someone else. Now, this other one is a book that I wrote. It's It's on Amazon, but unfortunately, color, wire-bound, full-size costs $65 because Amazon takes 55%. But you can print it yourself for $20 at any FedEx office. I'd be glad if you thought it was worth looking at. The chapter on the substance of governance is alone something I know Obama has not read. I believed in Obama. Okay. No, that's not Obama. After his wife told everybody to go to Louisiana, they went to Maine. I know that's not Obama. Can someone just unplug this? All right. I don't want to break it. All right, the bottom line here is that this book is available online for free, okay? And these two little pig fuckers are the two parties. It is a two-party tyranny. There is a wonderful book out now called The Grand Illusion. Could somebody in authority unfuck this thing? It's a two-party tyranny. Gerrymandering, secretaries of state that... Leslo, there must be something you can do.
Excuse me, sir. Robert, let me make an announcement. Sorry about that. Thank you. They're looking into the fire alarm situation. If there is a fire, we'll let you know.
Good.
stay seated.
Yeah. Good, 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 good. All right. Adult leadership. I love it. But anyway, I encourage you to read this, because I'll tell you frankly, there's a book about a guy called The Average American, and it's such a wonderful book, because at the end of it, when the guy went back to tell him, you're the average American, the guy said, wow, what an honor. Right! Okay? That guy is more fit to be president than Obama or Clinton or anybody else, because all it takes is ethics. I used to put ethics in as an attribute on all the stuff I published, and I finally realized, why am I doing this? I'm doing ethics on everything, okay? Ethics matters, and we're not teaching ethics, and we're not demanding ethics, and that is our fault. All right, this is how you get hold of me. Robert David Steele Vivas, with periods between the names, @gmail.com. Please don't waste my time, but if you do send me an email and it's serious, I'll try and answer. My free website is www.phibetaiota.net. That's basically like Phi Beta Kappa for smart people who have intelligence, okay? So you're all members. And I hope you can use the website, and I will make anybody a volunteer editor that wants to be. It's a site that's dedicated to public intelligence in the public interest. So that concludes my prepared remarks. And I would be glad to answer questions for the 19 minutes that we have left. Now, please stay on topic, okay? Nothing about 9/11, nothing about Dick Cheney cross-dressing, okay? All of that stuff is going to be at Spy Improv. What I want to talk about here today is hacking humanity. Sir?
9/11 cross-dressing.
I'll see you at midnight tomorrow.
You keep talking about waste. Okay.
Can you all hear him?
You keep talking about waste. From my perspective, the definition of waste is the utilization of resources that don't accomplish the goals.
Mm-hmm.
From my perspective, many of these organizations that you call wasteful are actually accomplishing their own goals. Their goals are just not what your goals are, which is the benefit to humanity. So I don't know how you deal with that, because these organizations are set up that way for a particular reason, which means they take $100, they spent $85 on themselves, $15 may be accomplishing the goals for which their charter is maintained and set up, but it's accomplishing their goals and not yours. So I don't know how you deal with that. You talk about reform of the political process and the governance process, but these things are set up by controlling interests for the benefit of them and not us, and I don't know how you accomplish reform in an environment where the controlling interests not only do not want reform, but will actively fight against reform using various mechanisms which may not be beneficial to your health.
I'm with you. I'm trying to get online. I'm not sure if I can without some convoluted sign-in. But, server not found. Okay, story of my life. I just posted a guest review of a book on bureaucracy. And it's all right. Is there any? I guess it's not worth it for 15 minutes. Bureaucracies have what's called a multiplicity of interests, because what keeps happening is stuff keeps being added to them as people get bribed to basically expand the mission. That's why you have a Department of Agriculture where one side is killing gophers and the other side is making love to gophers. Okay. Literally. But the bottom line here, I'm sorry, I'm trying to give you some nice graphical images to wake you up. Jeanette Napolitano with a gopher. This works for me. Okay, sorry. So the bottom line here is information asymmetries. I mean, one of the things that's been said about secrecy, and this is on the record, 90% of secrecy is about turf protection. It's about protecting the contract from oversight. If I were ever named Director of National Intelligence, the first thing I would do was invite the GAO in, okay, the General Accountability Office. Because the fact is the U.S. intelligence community is completely immune to any kind of accountability. I mean, even Mike Hayden, who's got two strikes against him, he loves torture and he does warrantless wiretapping, and I told him in both instances it was a bad idea. He has said that when he tried to close down compartments at NSA, the one guy who could brief him on the compartment was the guy who would lose his senior executive status in his budget. Okay, so the whole system is rotten, and we need to flush it, and we flush it with WikiLeaks and things like that. I love WikiLeaks. I mean, WikiLeaks has been irresponsible in some cases, kind of like a kid on high on this bull thing that you drink. But the reality is, the only thing that can correct our government and our corporations is sunlight. And so if you want to start hacking, I would say start hacking for substance instead of for technical paths. Yes, sir.
The previous gentleman had a point, whereas a long time ago, corporations and companies used to have charters which were...
They still do. They are chartered by the public.
Yeah, but they had charters, whereas they had a purpose to serve the community. And they were sometimes dissolved once that purpose has been served. And also, we should use perhaps some open intelligence to exactly put some sunshine on some things... to expose what's really going on, like for example, the
Somali... Is there a question in here someplace?
No, it's just a basic statement.
All right, your 30 seconds
example,
are up.
Somalian pirate.
Cut him. Okay. He's right. Your mic's been cut and will not be restored. He's got a point. Corporations are, in fact, supposed to be chartered in the public interest. And the only reason that we're not taking their charters away is because we're letting them get away with things like different sets of books. They have one set of books for shareholders saying, look how much money we made. And then they have another share of books for the IRS, which says, look how much money we lost. Well, that shouldn't be allowed. I mean, Halliburton paid $15 million in taxes at the height of the Iraq War, when it was basically making out like gangbusters, okay? So again, I come back to this whole idea of hacking humanity. It's basically two parts. Part one is outing corruption, and part two is empowering the poor with cell phones that run on ambient energy, that have free cell phone access, and the whole bit. So that's my two-part solution. Do we have another question?
I do have a question.
Yes, where is the question?
I'm right in the center, right here.
Oh, okay, thank you.
So my question is, I want to go back to your comment about enough eyes on a problem makes them visible. With software, this is true because the people looking at the code know about writing software?
Oh, that's a great question.
In the case of the world and its information, everybody with an eyeball has a brain and a mouth, and that brain makes judgments, has biases, has its own goals, which may be counterproductive to humanity's goals. What do you do about that?
You go with the flow, which is actually better. This is a wonderful question. I want to spend some time on it. Number one, it's been found that diversity, and the reason I subtitled this book Clarity, Diversity, Integrity, and Sustainability is because we have none of those four things now in our present governance and corporate systems or academic or whatever. It's been found that secretaries and maintenance men have vital contributions to make. And this might have been in The Innovator's Dilemma, but it was in one of the books by that guy. He talked about how Reebok was sitting around having a vice presidential level meeting, and they were talking about how do they expand their market share and what new products and stuff. And the security guard that kept walking back and forth and sticking his head in finally came in and sat down. And they let him sit down, which was the first smart decision. And finally, after a few minutes, he put up his hand. He says, look, people like me need Reeboks that look like business shoes but feel like athletic shoes. $28 million their first year. Okay? So if I were ever D&I, the first thing I would do is fire all the senior executives, and then I would have a secretary's day, and I would put them in charge for at least a week. And secretaries know who's full of shit and who really has their act together. And we're simply not tapping into the people that are actually committed to doing the public interest. That does not include any SESs. From General Clapper to General Powell, our senior officers have given up their integrity. Had Powell challenged Dick Cheney on Iraq, he would be president today. Okay, he gave it up. Jim Clapper gave it up when he agreed to let Bob Gates continue to run the Department of Defense without any reference to intelligence. We call this intelligence-driven acquisition, intelligence-driven operations, intelligence-driven training and education. We're still teaching. We still have a multi-billion-dollar PSYOP community. And the enlisted guys at Fort Bragg, the largest part of their training program is still how to load air canisters with leaflets to drop on countries where nobody can read. I do not make this stuff up. All right? So the bottom line here is you're seriously underestimating the aggregate intelligence of the group, and you're seriously underestimating the degree to which diversity helps. Now, where I have a problem with Google, apart from the fact that it stole Yahoo's search engine and only belatedly paid them $1 billion for it, and it also, because Hewlett-Packard was stupid and killed Alta Vista, it was able to get all those brilliant people at Alta Vista and come in and so forth. You know, Google is making $1 a day or $1 for every 10 million in taxpayer or in investor fantasy cash that they get. Okay? They're still hemorrhaging money. And they're still focusing on less than 2% of the information. They don't do deep web. They don't do C drives. And I'm one of those people that deletes their email every day. I don't really want 7,000 megabytes of Google storage. So you need to think through all of these things. They have done absolutely nothing for sense making. There are 18 functionalities that an analyst needs on their desk, and Google has not touched a single one of them. In my book, that's a crime against humanity. Okay? I hope there are people from Google here. I hope you quote me. Larry Page knows who I am. Another question.
Yeah, sorry. Wow, that's loud. I have a question. I've spent the last couple years trying to embed myself through social engineering into various government organizations. And what I've noticed is that I've actually become kind of like black-hearted and evil. Because the only way you can move up in these organizations is just total corruption. And I thought I could reform from the inside, but I don't think it's even possible. And I'm kind of facing this problem because I've noticed that the people who have the real power to change things mm-hmm. are the ones who are inside. And even to be there?
All right, I've only got 1 minute, so let me answer that. I've got 1 minute, and then we'll stop, and I hope many of you show up, because I'm doing everything I can to get killed in Guatemala. And so I'd like to go for 6 hours, and then the sun comes up, and I drive to Virginia. You're absolutely right about not being able to reform from within. And there are entire literatures on this. And if you go to Phi Beta Iota, you can see the 98 categories that I read in, and executive partisan failure and best practices in business are a couple of them. Where I think we're going is we're going to create the world brain that H.G. Wells defined. And one of the reasons I am so moderately upset about Google is because Google wants to manipulate the world brain. They don't actually want to let it be. They want to own it. They want to have toll gates on everything. This is why the Boston libraries threw their ass out of Boston. Okay? So Google is evil. So are bureaucracies that are not transparent. And where I think we need to move toward is full transparency and righteous hacking. In 1994, I told this group that they should be hacking for holes, and they should be giving the companies 30 days to fix the holes and then publicizing them. And that never really took off. But I think we should be hacking for the truth. One of my phrases is, the truth at any cost lowers all other costs. Okay, there are other excellent truth quotations on Phi Beta Iota. The chairman in Japan of Saatchi & Saatchi says, no matter how ugly the truth is, until you get it on the table, you cannot address it. Okay, this entire country is delusional. It's completely out of touch with reality, and so is the U.S. government. And I will tell you, most of the people in the U.S. government are good people, happy to have a job. Okay? They're badly led. They're badly trained. They're not audited worth a damn. And as you say, bureaucracies move away from their goals. So let's reconnect. I have to stop now. Let's reconnect at Spy Improv. That's 11:59, so for those of you that don't understand midnight, on Saturday. Much as I wanted to sell books from the back of the room and listen to everything in this room, I'm going to have to sit downstairs. And so what I will do is I will sell books at cost, $20 for this big ugly thing, which for some reason you guys like, and then $10 for this one, which is the newest one. And I've got one case of New Craft. So I will sit down and I will answer questions. I will sell books, and anyone who buys both books gets a membership card in Phi Beta Iota. God bless you all. This is the highlight of my year. Thank you.
Just a quick note to keep these aisles clear. The Fire Marshal Bill has been walking around and is concerned about people being able to run out, and that was a great reaction to the fire alarm where everybody just sort of sat and stared at it. So, yes. So, the next discussion will be up in just a couple minutes.